noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. C-I on C-I-T-R. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, everybody. It's Radio Pizza Party for our second episode ever.
Woo.
Woo. This is on CITR 101.9. FM on unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples at the University of British Columbia. And not only is it our second episode ever, what else is it, Jack?
It is Fun Drive.
Fun Drive
is something that CITR does every year. The tagline is Shape Your Media, and the idea is to donate to CITR to support new training programs for new DJs like us. And do tons of fun programs that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do.
Absolutely. You know, everything here is funded by community members and all that sort of fun jazz. So we'll be taking donations throughout the show today. We have a few rewards. I believe for $10, I will do a freestyle rap about you on air.
Is it going to be based on their name?
Based on their name. So if, say, your name's... say your name's... John Johnson.
Yeah.
Then I'd do a little freestyle rap on that. Is everything?
Can you give me an example freestyle rap?
All right, I'll do an example. I actually have a repertoire of freestyle rap. So
okay.
I'll actually do an example of one about Jack, my co-host here.
Let's hear it.
Maybe Jack, do you want to do like a beat or something?
No, I wouldn't like to.
Okay, let's imagine... okay, well, that really didn't help me at all, Jack, there, so...
You'll just have to imagine the beat, but I think you can do it. You're a guy.
All right, let's do this. Yo, his name is Jack. You know he's whack because he'll attack you in the night when you're walking, if you're alone, and you'll be stalking you. Your name's Jack, doobity-doo, don't smoke crack. It'd be something along those lines.
Wow, that was some bars.
Those are some bars that I were spitting. And
all right, we also have a guest with us today. Her name, I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it. I think it's Stephanie
Hong-Hang.
Hong-Hang. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, it's Stephanie Hong-Hang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you from? That's an interesting last name.
Just a small town that no one really knows about here. It's actually from the same town that Tristan's from, Castlegar, BC.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, very common last name.
Wow, okay. Tristan, why isn't that your last name?
Hong-Hang?
Yeah.
Well, we came in the 80s, so we were not part of the original group.
The original group? Was it like
the
a homestead?
The original Hong-Hangs, yeah.
Like the Donner Party?
Yeah, it was like the Donner. Wait, is that the people who ate each other? That's the cannibalism.
Yeah.
You were right into the mic there.
All right.
Yeah,
so the idea
around.
Of our show is what we do is we get our guests to pick a topic out of a hat, and then we just sort of we talk about it.
Yeah, we just sort of have fun.
Personal, insipid anecdotes about our horrible personal lives.
We joke around.
Stephanie, LOL. I'm going to ask you to put your hand in this hat.
While you're doing that, I'll do this.
Here we go.
Okay, let's.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Let's pick a topic.
Artist, just
that
so
was
good.
Our wonderful musical artist,
Nicholas.
So, Steph, why don't you put your hand into this very clean toque and pull out a topic to discuss?
All right, let's see what we have here.
I think you have like two there, no?
Oh, man, here we go. Living with roommates or living as roommates.
Living
as
with
roommates.
And as roommates.
There's a lot to be said there.
Yes. Here we go.
Well, I think we should maybe start that by saying me and Jack were... roommates.
And we didn't spend enough time trapped in a small place together. We decided to start a radio show.
Yes, and this room is toasty.
It is.
And Steph, what about yourself? You live with, we all live with roommates.
We're 20. Yeah. Let's not delude ourselves.
Yeah,
I have three roommates. Shout out to UBC Housing for aligning me with those certain roommates that I got.
Certain roommates. That's not the most positive review. Who's the good and who's the bad and who's the ugly?
Let's make up fake names.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're not going to hear this.
Aliases?
Let's go aliases. With Clancy, Tom.
Bernard.
And Bernard.
You choose.
Or wait,
who's
Clancy,
who.
Tom, Bernard, and Jorge. And...
Wait, oh. There's who's who?
No,
wait, she's Jorge.
No, it's Clancy.
I'm the fourth one.
It's Clancy number one. Tom Bernard is number two.
Oh, Tom. That's their name. That's their
and
name.
Jorge is number three.
It's a very co-ed living
yeah,
situation.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, what was the last name there? Tom?
Bernard.
Tom Bernard, yeah. Tom Bernard, great student student at Sauder, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sauder.
Great.
Where is Tom from?
Tom is from Vancouver.
And where is Vancouver?
I actually don't know. I've never been there before.
Okay, cool. And where is Clancy from?
Clancy is actually originally from Australia.
Okay.
And then she moved to California. Oh, sorry. You know what? I think they identify as a she.
Okay.
Yep. And she.
Okay.
Clancy is a very unisex name. It's
okay.
True.
And she lives in California.
Not excellent. In Vancouver?
No.
Well, what's Vancouver?
We haven't. That's where she was from.
True, we haven't established. Vancouver could be in California. All right. And your third roommate?
Third
whose
roommate,
name was?
I actually. It wasn't Hong Hang.
Okay.
What was the name?
Larry.
Larry. Larry is from China.
Okay, that's a very Chinese name.
Yes.
And what can you tell us about any of them? Any who stick out in your mind?
Any.
Anyone.
Yeah, there's a...
We don't have to get too specific.
This is record here, so...
We did say, hey, be aware that what you say is on public record, and we're
forever.
Saying, what do you hate about your roommates?
Yes.
No,
yeah,
kidding.
No.
Do they know about this show?
They know about Tristan. Especially, actually, no, Jack, you met Larry.
I have met Larry.
Right, what was your experience
Larry,
like with Larry?
As I recall, it was a fine summer evening.
It was?
And
yeah,
me and
right
Tristan
on the precipice of summer.
Had come over to pre-drink before this sort of concert that we were going to.
Was it even a pre-drink, though?
It was barely a pre-drink.
Yeah.
We were having, like, one single drink while we talked, and Stefani was very sick.
And drinking tea.
And Larry comes in. Me and Tristan each have like a gin and water. It was the it was the lamest drink. And Larry walks in. Steph's drinking tea in her pajamas.
Oh yeah, bad night.
And she just goes, are you guys having a party? Like with this accusatory,
oh, like,
like she walked in on her mom murdering a cat.
Okay.
And we're like, no.
Yeah, there was three of us there.
Yeah.
One of us deathly ill.
Yeah.
Two just hanging out. No music.
No music at
no
all.
No anything, actually.
No music. Okay, that was my experience with Larry.
What about you, Tristan?
Larry.
You've had a few experiences with Larry, haven't you?
I don't think, when I come around, I don't think Larry likes me. Like, I get this.
Are we talking about a cat here?
Yeah, Larry, like, what will happen is I'll sit down, she'll go on my lap and like scratch my face. This is the cat, right?
Yeah.
And, generally, it's that sort of a situation. But
right.
Yeah, I don't think she likes me for a few amount of reasons.
All right.
Well,
is everything
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's cool.
Yeah.
Everything's calm and collective.
Well, why don't we just jump off of the subject for a moment into the waters of how we're doing? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. I am doing great.
Excellent.
That's all I had to say. How is Steph doing?
How are you doing, Stephanie?
Also doing great.
Temperature-wise, you're cooling?
It's a little bit hot in here, actually.
But that's because we are hot on the donations. It
Woo!
Is the fund drive of 2017. We will be accepting donations of all shapes or sizes for...
No, actually, let's keep it one size, and that's rectangular, like a bill.
Like a
we don't
bill.
Accept bicycles. I hate having to say this so often,
yes,
but we don't accept bicycles.
We do not accept
what about unicycles?
Rewards for bicycles.
Okay. Unicycles?
Is that a thing?
No, thank you.
But we do have rewards for our station,
yes,
for our
do.
Show. So I mentioned earlier I'll do a freestyle rap about you for the $10.
What'll you do for, let's say, $15?
$15, I will write a haiku. And those are limited.
Oh, my.
I believe I only said I was going to do 10 haikus. For $15, I will write a haiku about you.
Will
as
you
a person.
Do them all at once?
All at once over top of each other. So it will just be just
it'll
like
be
a
you
band
saying
of black
10
ink.
Haikus at once.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have
over
a question.
Yes. What's your question?
You have to be credible. Like, we have to see a preview of a haiku.
What?
We have to see a preview. We have to see what he's made of.
What? Should you do a haiku now?
Like, I'd like a haiku, but myself, actually. Let's give the listener a little bit of a taste of what could come.
Let's do it. Let's do a little tasty treat of a haiku.
Haiku. All right, so let's do this one. How about it? 575, correct?
Yes.
All right.
You're an English lit major.
It's not all haikus, and haikus are from Japan. Just letting you know.
I know.
Steph, is that one?
Yes, that's definitely one.
Stephanie is great. She plays sports sometimes and swims. She really can do great. Wonderful haiku off the top of my head.
Are you 4 years old?
I have reverted back to a four-year-old sort of state of mind.
Okay. Another part of our show that we really like to do is games. Should we start the first game now, or should we wait a little minute?
I think we should wait a bit. I think we want to maybe talk about the things you're giving on the show before we go into games.
The things that I'm giving?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
As I recall, for $20...
Oh, mm-hmm, my.
$20.
I will give somebody a hug. A loving embrace.
A loving embrace, as I put it down on the sheet. So you'll be gaining a loving embrace from the inscrutable.
Incomparable.
Incomparable. Jack Lamming.
Jack_Lamming on Twitter.
Yes. Loving embrace.
Could that be open for interpretation, though? Like, you should clarify what you mean here.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What is open to interpretation?
I'll tell you right now.
You offer a loving embrace, and what comes to mind?
It is not a violent
underline thing. Like asterisk, fine print, nothing sexual.
Well, hug.
But what about
in a
hug?
I mean, arguably,
it's
what if it's a very
it's
loving
like
hug,
a, like a friend love, like a bromance hug,
a platonic hug,
a platonic hug. Exactly.
Okay.
A platonic hug.
So yeah, we're at $3,000, $448.80. And we want to, our goal for the whole week, I believe, is $40,000.
$40,000.
And we've just been doing this for about 24 hours, and we're already at almost $3,500. So I think that's a pretty good pace.
We have just got a donation.
We just got a donation.
Woo!
From a Mr. Dwayne Wheeler.
Dwayne Wheeler!
The Rock Wheeler!
Who is my dad. So I'd like to say a big thank you to him. So that he did $40. Is there any?
Wow.
Does that mean he gets two freestyle raps and a hug, or four freestyle raps, or two haikus and one freestyle rap, or 20 shoutouts?
Oh, man.
Actually, it'd be eight.
What does the math come out to that? Okay.
If only we had something. Let's do a freestyle rap, a haiku, and he can just redeem that hug whenever I see him next.
Throw in a bonus hug. That's like a lot
of
money.
I'm going to give him two hugs.
All right, wow. So we did the shout-out, but okay, so I'll do a freestyle rap with my dad. Jack, you have to do the beat because it's my dad.
Okay, sounds good.
Yo, my dad just donated some money. I know that he likes honey at his house. We have it in the tea. Then we go and we cut down a tree because we're men. Men hanging in the woods with my dad. I could tell you I am glad he donated to the fun drive. Yeah.
Woo. Dwayne Wheeler. A little extra.
Steph coming in on the hook.
Yes, we didn't even need the. So you got the. That was so. That was my freestyle rap to my dad.
$40.
And then we're gonna do a haiku too.
Yes. Do you want me to do a haiku?
Jack, you do a haiku.
All right.
Okay, switch it up.
Let me just count this out on my hands here. Dwayne Wheeler, I love you so very much.
What structure is this?
It's breaking the lines like a. It's a free verse haiku.
Okay, understandably.
The last line is Tristan hates you.
Hates? Hates is one syllable, I'm very certain.
It's freeform. It's like E.E. Cummings.
It's like, what? It was just in a line for.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
I don't hate my dad. I just want to put that on air.
That was a lie that I've said, Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah. So I don't know. Are we gonna play any music? We're gonna play. Hopefully, play some songs.
Let's
here.
Let's do a couple songs. Let's do one that I sent you this week. Should we do a little break here?
Yeah, we'll do a break. First, I'll do one by my good friend Nicholas J. Morgan.
Woo.
Yes. It is
unrelated to J.P. Morgan.
Yeah.
Somewhat related to Captain Morgan.
No.
Sometimes I've seen him drink it.
Nick loves Captain Morgan.
I don't think he's related to him. I love Shaft, but I'm not related to Shaft.
Is your last name Shaft?
Yes.
Jack Shaft.
We're here with a secret, but
that's
yes.
His new radio show, radio name. We're here with Jack Shaft.
Shaft. No longer Sergio Lovejoy. It's Jack Shaft. Yeah.
Jack Shaft. I think I like that. I think you. If I was you. Okay, so we're going to play. This song's called Blues Bro. This is my good friend, our good friend, all of our good friends.
All of our good friends.
Nick's
we share them around.
This is Nick Morgan and his song, Blues Bro.
Hey, we are back at Radio Pizza Party, and we are going to play another song. Tristan has actually got some instructions from Dwayne the Rock Wheeler.
He has
to do raps about specific people, and those are?
Desiree, Steele, and Linda. And I think my dad actually, I know Steele and Linda, I know them. So we're going to do some rap, maybe individually. I think individually we'll do.
No, we're going to do, I have a 4-minute beat set up.
Okay.
So we'll do the whole thing. We'll do like, let's do 30 seconds each.
Okay. About 30 seconds each. And I'll try
and
to
then,
do like
and then we'll let the beat ride out.
Yeah. Yeah.
this is by a good friend of mine, Girardi Beats. You can find him on Twitter.
Find him on Twitter.
Girardi.
Yeah. Nick, you can find on YouTube, Nick Morgan.
Okay. So we're going to start it up and here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Desiree, Steele, and Linda, I'll tell you, I'm gonna go on Tinder and swipe right on ya, because you just donated to us, yeah. You are a bunch of cool peeps. I'll tell you right now, I won't be doing creeps. It's Desiree. You know what to say to Desiree. Desiree is the best. I'll tell you, she will go to play chess with ya.
Oh, damn.
And then she'll go and beat ya, checkmate ya. Yeah, the best chess player in the world.
Tell him.
Now, we're gonna talk about Steele. He is named Steele like a rail. He isn't gonna bail on you. He won't
do
steal
that
from ya. He doesn't steal, though his name is Steele. and he won't slither like an eel. Yeah.
Steel.
Linda, gonna go say hi to you on Tinder. Already did that one, that rhyme, but I know it's time to talk about crime, cause steal was a crime. Yeah, cause it's stealing is illegal. Then I'll tell you now, it was regal.
Try this donut.
Ooh, okay. It's so stale.
That's because it's 10 years old! The Dunkin' Donuts radio show is celebrating a decade on the air. We're having a big party to celebrate.
With a show at the Toast, Saturday, March 11th, featuring Two Bad Catholics, Supermoon, Maneater, and Gal Grayson.
There will also be homemade donuts and limited edition donut t-shirts. All funds raised go to CITR's Fund Drive.
See you there.
Hey, do you want some coffee to wash it down? It's from 2006.
You are listening to Radio Pizza Party, CITR 101.9 FM. We are doing the fun drive. I just did some freestyle raps before the break there. And
for two people.
For
three
people. Desiree Steele and Linda, hope they enjoyed that. So our topic today, which we're kind of loosely, given that's the fun drive, we're just kind of weave in and out of it because it's not too strict of a show today. But our topic today was living with slash as roommates. So
as roommates. So yeah, as we mentioned before, me and Tristan were roommates, and it was a time in my life. We also had two other roommates, Cole and David.
Cole and David, yeah.
Cole, we like never saw after the first week. Should we give them fake names?
Well, it's too late now.
It's too late. Yeah, we've given them their actual names.
We'll just
names.
Do the first names.
Cole.
Yeah.
And David. David was a very... me and Tristan have talked about this in the year since he left us.
Yeah.
Moved out.
I mean, he didn't pass away.
And we've never been able to put into words what it was like living with David Pham. Because
no,
this
it's,
man...
It's crazy.
He was an ordeal.
He was. Like, He's probably one of the stranger humans I've met in my life, and in the best way possible. Like being around him, you just feel an energy.
It's not like he was really dirty. He didn't leave things in the sink. He just made life a little bit more like a cartoon. Tristan would leave 30 dishes in the sink. It would be spilling onto the floor before that kid would clean it. But that's besides the point.
So gross,
David,
Justin. Come on.
David, on the other hand, for a couple examples, he didn't know you could eat carrots raw.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yep. He was unaware what somebody would put in a sandwich. Like he knew the idea of a sandwich.
Really? I don't remember that.
He just didn't know like what you like, put in one sandwich? If you were going to make a sandwich.
Like you put in like a CD into a sandwich. Like he didn't know.
He knew that it would have to be edible. He just didn't know what specifically would go in it. He was like, it's either flour or salmon.
I mean,
like,
I did have to stop him from eating a Smash Mouth CD once.
Was he sober?
I think.
Okay. Speaking of Smash, he'd play Smash, Super Smash
that's
Bros.
That's a good segue.
For like 8 hours solid, but not against anything. He'd be practicing moves like the pro, like the super pro moves.
Yeah.
For like hours and hours and hours,
hours and hours,
just on training mode.
Mm-hmm.
What stories do you have of
well,
of
I remember, Steph, have I ever told you this story?
Tell me the story
I
first.
I guess, you know, the one I'm thinking of.
What kind of relationship do you guys have if you can't read his mind?
I know. It's 2 years and still not at that stage. What does that mean?
We're married.
They're dating.
We're married.
Would you look at that?
Surprise!
So, remember that time I was on the... I dressed up in my morph suit and I crawled out...
I try to forget that time.
So, this is like October, so we're not really like friends. So, I'm like, oh, I'll just kind of establish that I do weird things. So, I dressed up in my red morph suit and I... mine and Jack's doors or windows were kind of like on a little kind of a ledge together, like they were joined in a sense. You could stand on it, kind of.
Yeah, like if you were really plucky, you could stand
yeah.
between.
So
them.
I'm like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll dress in my red morph suit and knock on his window and go like, ah, you know,
and
scare
and
him.
This is like, was it 11:30 at night around? Then?
It was like not late.
Why
night.
Would you do this?
Because I thought it would be funny.
Have you not been listening to him or dating him for 2 years? This is the things he does. But I'm laying there on my bed on my back, and I
your
don't sleep.
Your what and your crack my bed my back my.
And I don't sleep with any clothes on. That's now on the record forever. And
ladies,
single.
And I don't have my glasses on either. Also, I wear glasses. That's on public record.
Ladies.
So I look over to the window. I just see this red thumbprint with its face right against the window and scream.
You scream?
Yeah. I gave a little like yelp like.
Oh my God.
And that was when I knew I was. This was the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. How did that yelp sound? Ladies.
Ladies.
Speaking of yelps, why don't we play a game?
Let's do it. Which game are we going to play?
This one. Oh. There was a 1 second, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies. Steph, let's talk while he's figuring things out. So what's your favorite color?
Probably like a nice black.
This game.
A nice black.
Which is not.
Tristan.
Which is in hell. I'm in hell right now, ladies and gentlemen.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Why?
And if I'm going to be specific, because it's always been my favorite color.
Like what shade? Like a dark blue,
like
ocean
a,
blue,
like
teal
a royal
blue,
blue,
light blue?
Royal blue.
Why?
Because I have British roots. I'm a royalist. Hmm.
But you could have been one of those like serfs. Like you're not necessarily royal because you have British roots.
I know, but I have an
this
affinity
game.
For the crown.
This game, everybody. This game.
This game? Which game is this?
It's McCarthy time.
All right, let's
play
It's McCarthy Time.
Do you remember that little boy, Papa? Yes, I remember him. Do you think he's all right, that little boy? Oh, yes, I think he's all right. Do you think he was lost? No, I don't think he was lost. I'm scared that he was lost. I think he's all right. But who will find him if he's lost? Who will find the little boy? Goodness, who will find the little boy? It always has. It will again. He slept closer to his father that night. And held him. But when he woke in the morning, his father was cold and stiff. He sat there for a long time weeping, and then he got up and walked up through the woods to the road. When he came back, he knelt beside his father and held his cold hand and said his name over and over again.
McCarthy time.
Oh, that was a great episode.
Great
I
episode
really
of
like
McCarthy
that
time.
One.
I like that.
That was one of our better ones. Of the 30 or 40 we've done, that was probably in the top five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Cormac McCarthy's The Road. Wonderful book.
Was that the last page, though?
No.
It was close. Close.
It
to
was
the
pretty
last
close.
Page.
So, spoilers for The Road.
Yeah. If you weren't listening three seconds ago.
Excellent. So, maybe we'll mention again what is happening today, Jack.
Today is Fun Drive, and it
fun
is for
drive!
The next 2 weeks. Fun Drive's
fun
theme
drive.
Is to shape your media, And what that means is donating to help CITR put on new workshops. We are a non-profit.
We are non-profit. You got multicultural programming. We got everything you could ever need on a radio program. I'm standing up right now.
Like JoJo cooking Kincaid.
JoJo cooking Kincaid.
It's quitting time.
That's okay. A video. Look it up.
It's great.
Maybe we'll talk again about
what our rewards are. So for $5, you get a shout out on air.
You get a shout out on air.
For $10, what do you get?
$10, you get it. Is that the freestyle rap? Or
that is the freestyle rap.
Freestyle rap for $10.
All right, $10. Stephanie, tell us what we get for $15.
Is $15 a hug or a loving embrace?
$15 is a haiku.
Oh.
$20 is the hug.
Sorry.
$20, you can get a hug from Mr. Jack Lamming here. Look at his body if you can see him, which you can't because you're not in this room.
It's thick as a brick.
Thick as a brick and as brick as a thick.
And twice as sick.
And twice as sick. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Radio Pizza Party, of course.
And the phones are ringing off the hooks.
And the phones are ringing off the hooks. We see
it's almost
people.
Distracting how it's much like, they're ringing.
I know. We just can't keep up.
Have you ever seen like the stock market? There's people in the other room. They're like waving at each other. They're doing like 1, 2, 3, 4. You, buy, sell, buy, sell.
Yeah. They still do that.
Do they still do that?
Yeah. That's
no, they
thing.
Don't.
Oh, it's warm in here.
Because it's not the 80s anymore. Anyway, should we do another game really quick? Because we're running out of time.
What do you want a game? What do you want to?
What should we do?
What game do you want to play? We got a few games.
You know, let's do one based off of my favorite children's movie, Stuart Little.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Get ready for Stuart Riddle.
Stuart Riddle. Stuart Riddle.
Stuart Riddle.
Stuart Riddle.
Detective.
After this, I'm
Detective.
Gone.
No big surprise.
Detective!
You're looking for me.
That was our theme song for Stuart Riddles.
So we're going to go around. We got a few riddles here.
Tristan's going to ask, and me and Steph are going to give you the answers.
All right, here we go.
We don't know beforehand at all.
All right, so this is one. What crawls in the daytime... Or no, what walks in the daytime, sorry, what crawls at night, and then slithers in the morning?
An old man.
Jack.
I have
so same
that.
Answer.
I have seen
Tristan, what is the answer?
The answer is a snake that forgets how to walk.
Wait.
Overnight.
Excuse me?
Wait, can it walk during the day? Is it a snake that can walk in regular
yeah,
times?
Yeah, it goes like, wow, I can walk. It's the daytime.
Does it grow legs?
Yeah.
It's and like then a they, nocturnal
then it starts,
power.
And it starts losing its ability, so it's crawling at night, and then it slithers in the morning. Like, it's on back.
So it's like a human being on a night out. You start, you're walking along, you're good. You have a couple drinks, you're crawling.
Hey.
And then you have a couple more.
On a pub crawl.
Slithering on their way home.
You're in a pub crawl. Do you hear me there? I said pub crawl.
Okay, let's move to the next riddle because that was a dud.
Yeah,
okay,
we're done.
This one's one of those kind of ones where it's like from the perspective of the thing. Yes. I follow you daily, and I make all your footsteps quiet. You always see me when you think of that cowboy Wyatt Earp. What am I?
Your shadow.
This is like the beginning of a sex assault. I don't like where this is going.
Good Lord! Just answer the question.
John Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy makes your footsteps quieter.
Well, he might if he kidnaps you.
It's true. He'd pick you up.
Exactly.
Okay, good answer. What is the answer, Tristan?
The answer being a good mustache.
True.
Wait,
if it's long enough, it'll wrap under your feet. It'll be stepping quieter.
A good long one. Here's another one here for you guys. Transparent and opaque. Glass or plastic. Reach into me only if you're spastic. What am I?
Oh, my.
That is... who wrote these things?
Not me.
Mousetrap.
Mousetrap? Like the game?
Yeah, box and mousetrap, like the game, yeah. Yeah, mousetrap. My favorite board game ever.
That's a good answer. Stephanie?
So it's shallow and plastic?
No, it's just glass or plastic.
Glass or plastic.
Transparent and opaque.
Like I don't know, actually. Like mousetrap, that's too good to beat. I don't know, maybe like a snake jar, a jar of snakes.
A jar of snakes. That's actually a very good answer.
You guys actually had it, but 50% of each. So it's a game of mousetrap with a jar of snakes in it instead
that,
of
that
the little...
Had it been shattered?
Yeah. Instead of the little man that jumps into the pool, he jumps into the jar of snakes.
Wow, okay.
You win a snake. That's the objective of the game.
This is snack.
Okay. Good one, buddy. Good one.
Thank you.
All right, this one's kind of a bit longer. This will be our last riddle here.
Okay, that'll be our last riddle here.
I have a glass here. An old man wanted to give money to his three sons. One was named George, a carpenter. The other, Peter, a baker. And the final was Freglon, an ice cream taster. To test them, the old man gave each a coin and told them to buy their most hated thing. George bought wood. No dice.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
Peter bought bread. No way. And Freglon brought some things and gained the father's fortune. What did he buy?
Frozen yogurt. He's an ice cream taster. What would he hate the most? Frozen yogurt.
Man, was that like set up? Like,
no, I'm just very quick on my thoughts, like a normal person.
So, what did the third man buy? What was his name?
Freglon.
Freglon?
Yeah.
Maybe he bought a normal name?
I don't know. I'm not good at these riddles.
Like, we can tell.
You know what?
Just give an answer, please.
Frogs.
Freglon hates frogs? It's true. He doesn't like things that rhyme with his name.
Is that a rhyme?
No. I don't know if you know how rhymes work, Jen.
It's a near rhyme.
No, it's not even.
It's a portmanteau. It's an acronym. Okay, let's just
anyways.
Move on.
The answer was he bought pride in his own self.
That's what he hated the most?
Yeah, but his dad commended him on that. Also, it's all Fun right. Drive, everybody. So that was a little game called...
If you feel like donating to enable more of that, it's the right time for
you. Yeah, so that was Stuart Riddle.
Detective. After this, I'm gone.
No big surprise.
Detective!
You're looking for me. And that is from, of course, the hit movie Seven.
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 Yes. I love that movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great app.
So another game we're going to play. Maybe we'll talk again one more time before we go into the next
one. One more time.
Game.
What should we talk about? Are we going to talk about roommates?
No, talk about the wonderful thing going on today, Fun Drive.
Well, Tristan, you're looking at the board. Why don't you tell us what's the deal with Fun Drive?
So we are on Fun Drive today. We got a bunch of Fun Drive pitches.
Step right up
for those Fun Drive pitches. So today we are giving away many things, but we have Discorder magazine. We launch careers in journalism. We are award-winning local coverage Canadian music journalism institution. It's been going on since the 1980s.
And I've written for it. Tristan hasn't because he doesn't like contributing to music, but everybody else has written for it.
Everyone else in the world. So right now we are currently at $3,000. $3,448.80. We need to bring that number. I think it's changed a bit.
It has. Your dad donated $40.
Yeah, so that's from
88 and 80 cents.
So it's about 88. So we are going there. We just need to. How about if we're at 88, we can make it to 500.
I think we can do it. We just need a little bit more people.
We need three and a half.
For $15, you can get a haiku written by Tristan, Stefani, or moi.
Freestyle rap by myself for $10.
$10.
You get a $5 shout out.
For a loving embrace from me, you're going to have to donate $20.
There's only seven of those.
Only seven to go.
Sold two.
We have.
I don't know if
no,
we have.
No, seven was the limit for
seven
that.
Seven was the limit.
Yes.
You might have to. You might owe my dad.
Let's
or Desiree
go back to back into another game we like to play.
Yeah, but first I will play the little something or other. Jack's getting handsy in the booth.
Ladies.
Ladies, he's single and handsy. Two wonderful things. So we're about to launch into another game here. Stephanie, you are the star of this game.
Woo.
And this is called
Guess the Artist.
I'm so excited. Who's the artist? Thank you, Nick.
And that was Who's the Artist? And that was by Nick. Yes, exactly. Like a lot of our music here, done by Nick Morgan. We'll plug more of his stuff at the end of the hour. So what the idea of the game is here, we'll play about 10 seconds. Jack,
we'll,
you explain
what
it.
What we do is you have to guess an artist that we choose. This week it's Etta James.
Okay.
Do you know who Etta James is? Don't answer.
Okay.
The way, so we listen to the song until you can say yes or no. And if it's no, we move on to the next song. And if it's, if you say yes and it isn't them, then we get to make fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
And like one insult?
Well, like three.
Many.
We'll stack them up and we'll do them all at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So we're going to get it started now.
This is our.
So I have to guess yes if it's her, no if it's not her.
Yeah. Is that Etta James?
I'm going to go with no. That's
okay.
It's like a spa. Yeah. Who was it?
That was Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, no. Here we go. Everybody winked. No.
No, that is not good call. All right. Next, we are going to move on to the next one.
Oh, that's definitely Etta James. No.
No, it is not. You got that one wrong.
Is that like all three insults now?
You're at three insults each. All right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, that's Marvin Gaye, isn't it?
Yeah, that's still not
Etta
James.
Can I retract
James.
My
no.
original
no.
guess?
No, you said Etta James.
All right.
So that,
here
that's
we are.
One wrong.
I can't revoke. Okay.
Sun in the sky, you know how.
This is a man.
This is most definitely not a man.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel.
I'm going to have to go with that's not Etta James.
Good call. That is Nina Simone.
All right. Wait, that's a woman.
Yeah, I told you it's a woman.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Was that?
That's Etta James.
That is not. That's Kim Weston
featuring
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, no. We're up to six now.
It Takes Two.
Oh, great song.
Is this Etta James?
Etta James when she's sick.
This is what she sounds like?
Yeah. Her voice lowers 9 octaves. I'm gonna
wrong.
Have to,
that was.
Like, what? I didn't even answer.
Yeah. Who is that? Etta James?
It's not Etta James.
Good call. That's Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock or Ez Rock. All right.
Thank you.
Back again. Oh yeah.
Like Etta James, like last year, right? This is her new album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this or is this not?
No. I'm gonna say no.
Good call, because he was about to start swearing. That's ludicrous.
Oh.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think it's that.
All right.
Okay, this has potential here, more so than the other ones.
Is this Etta James?
Etta James.
Attitude.
Yes.
Bingo.
Bingo. Last Etta James.
All right, you win two less insults.
Okay.
All right, Jack. So that means we get
four each.
Four insults.
Seriously?
I'm gonna ring them off right away.
Yeah.
But no.
One, you have curly hair. Two, your shirt has holes in the shoulder.
Oh my God.
Three, you got blue eyes.
Rude.
Four. Your boots don't have laces.
I'm crying.
Boom.
Boom.
All right, Tristan, insult your girlfriend.
This is Howard Stern here. I'm about to make some intense insults.
Really?
Yes.
You okay?
Your headphones don't go with your shirt.
Boom.
Boom.
This is rude. Like,
looks like you got dust on the bottom of your boots. Oh.
All right, three and four.
Looks like your pants could use a little more black on them.
Roasted.
This is too much. I'm just gonna leave.
And I'll say this one more time for everybody listening.
She's been goofed.
You've been goofed.
I've been goofed.
All right, let's.
I've never been treated like this before. This is
well, now you have, and
brutal.
That was
brutal.
Guess the artist.
That was guess the artist.
Thank you for those insults.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are running short on time. So
I think we can go a little while longer. No, I think no one's burning down the house yet.
I saw a guy. Yep.
Okay, well, yeah, someone's burning down the house.
Yeah, someone's burning down the house. So
we'll mention the the fun drive a little bit more here.
We'll do it one more time, and then I have a thing that I've got a burning question I'd like to ask Steph. Tristan, why don't you tell us about fun drive one more time?
I'll tell you one more thing about fun drive. So we only have a few more minutes left, but if you call now, we can quickly get that freestyle rap in the next like 3 minutes. So if you really want that, you get in that quick. But we also have Loving Embraces, which can be cashed on later. And maybe next week we can actually, if you call in now and say you want that rap, we can do it next week. We'll have that ready for ya.
Woo! Exciting news!
We have some news coming out of the AMS elections,
To
cut off Tristan. Alan Ehrenholz, also known as Alan the Karen Holtz,
has won
the AMS presidentship.
Wow.
Also, Jeannie Malone and Kevin Doering won UBC Board of Governors seats.
Wow, exciting. Engineering life.
And yeah, that's how it's done.
That's how it's done. So you were saying, before I went into the fun drive thing, what would you...
So, Steph, what we're trying to do now, when we name our episodes that go up online, please, somebody listen, CITR.ca, is we'll go around and we'll each say a word, because we figured that'll be a fun way to have unique... titles. So, why don't you start us off?
Can I go last?
Any word. Just any word. You go first.
Any word?
The guest goes first. Always is what we've done for our one episode.
Slink.
Slink. All right, Tristan, you go.
Johnson.
Dink.
Slink, Johnson, Dink. That's the name of today's episode. We were Radio Pizza Party.
Radio.
Yeah. Pizza Party.
Party.
Party. My name is Tristan Wheeler. We are broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM from the University of British Columbia. Thank you. This is our second episode. Remember to donate to the fund drive.
Please do.
We'd like
to stay on the air.
Yeah, we'd like to stay on the air. If they let us do it, then they've
made a great choice.
They made a horrible decision.
I've just received a message from a friend of mine. He says, "Can I just get a freestyle for free?" And he said, "I'm saying back to him, no way,
no way. He's got That's not how it works.
No,
in this
a loving embrace, a free one."
No.
And no free loving embrace.
So tell him we can do that next week if he donates money. So what we'll do, we'll head off for the day here. Thank you, Stephanie, so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
I would not
fun.
Like to thank you.
I'm happy.
You know
I'm,
what?
What?
Thanks, Jack.
No problem, bud. Buddy old pal.
All right.
Yeah, and I believe next week we might have Matthew Anderson.
My God. Matt Sand is on. Matt, hope you're listening
to
that.
We will see everybody later.
And up next, I believe, is African Rhythms. So that'll be fun for all. Thank you.
Not just us.
All right.